Now, we just come through a weekend where the Roscommon County Board had to postpone their entire programme of weekend fixtures. That was in response to the decision by referees in the county to withdraw services en masse. That followed the alleged assault on Kevin Nocton, who was officiating on a minor football game between St Aidan's and St Dominic's in Ballyforan, County Roscommon, on Wednesday evening. The county board left with no choice and questions still being asked and being asked, investigations going on at Roscommon GAA level into what happened and what, if anything, is to be taken out of it and done because of it. There have been calls nationally right across the board for the GAA to get very and perhaps maybe more serious than it has been up to now on incidents like this. With me on the line to talk about this, we have Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who's a member of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Tourism, Culture, Arts, Sports and the Media, and had spoken about this at a meeting the Oireachtas Committee held into referees and the abuse of referees across several different sports just at the end of June. And a call was made that funding could be withheld from sports clubs and organisations in the future if they were found not to be doing enough to deal with this sort of abuse. Senator Malcolm Byrne, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
You were talking to us at the end of June, start of July, about this issue. It's an issue not just affecting the GAA but all sports, but this incident has obviously grabbed the attention, such as the shocking nature of it, and the decision by the Roscommon referees now to withdraw services means they're not happy. Not enough, clearly, is being done to tackle this problem.
Yes, Gerry. Well, this is a problem that, as you mentioned, the Oireachtas Sports Committee has been examining for quite a while, and we've spoken with various national governing bodies, including the GAA, with referees, with match officials, and we published a report that I talked to you about at the end of June, and we highlighted the scale of the problem, the abuse that match officials suffer. A lot of the time, it's verbal abuse. People will be aware of it on the sidelines. Increasingly, it's online. But sadly, we have seen examples of physical abuse and physical attacks on referees. And you know, the Roscommon case is another example of this. Now, I am aware, obviously, that Roscommon GAA are conducting their own investigations on this. I don't blame the referees in Roscommon for the action that they've taken. This is a concern, not just, as you said, in the GAA, it's in other sporting codes, although it does, you know, appear to be quite prevalent in some areas in the GAA. It must be stressed, this is a minority of people who are engaged in this kind of abuse. You know, there are some people who will take on those who are shouting out verbal abuse and so on, and you know, most county boards, they take this issue very seriously. I certainly hope Roscommon will, but we have to send a message at national level, and we've communicated this to the national governing bodies of sport, that if they don't take abuse of officials seriously, then questions have to arise around the level of state funding. You can't have a game without a referee. You know, referees are giving of their time, and you know, as you've seen, this is not even us, you know, the senior levels. This is happening even at friendly games that you're seeing abuse being directed against referees and match officials. It's just not on. It has to be stamped out. We all have a responsibility to do it. But at national level, if there is evidence that sporting organisations are not taking the question seriously enough, then questions will arise around its funding.
Yeah, the GAA, if you just even look at this season, not just in relation to, I suppose, referees, but violence on the field at some of the inter-county games and fights and rows and some suspensions handing out, if you were to describe it, you would describe the disciplinary system as a very leaky ship. A lot of loopholes, a lot of appeals, and by any objective view, that the bans handed out in no way dealt and properly dealt or provided a disincentive to people doing the same thing next season. Is that part of the issue that they need to grasp?
I mean, first of all, it's just not sport. I mean, you know, yes, sport is competitive, but it's also meant to be fun. And if we don't start to stamp out the abuse that we're seeing and some of the violence that's happening in sport, One that obviously sends out a message to young people who are watching the game, and this is viewed as in some way acceptable. But secondly, and this is something that we've been hearing from referees and match officials, it makes it more difficult to recruit new referees and match officials. You know, why would you give up your time to go out there to be subject to verbal attacks and in some cases, physical attacks? Yes, of course, referees and match officials make mistakes and so on, but you know, it's not the end of the world. And just when you see some of the levels of vitriol that are directed against people, it's not acceptable. I think we need to take the question of violence in sport very seriously. You know, people can and have got seriously hurt as a result of some of the incidents. But it's also about the future of the games. If we want to ensure that the games continue in a friendly way, then very tough action has to be taken. And I mean, our committee produced a report with quite a number of recommendations that can be taken, including, you know, as I mentioned, looking at the funding question. But really, you know, you'd hope it wouldn't have to go to all of that. What you would hope would be that, you know, those who are involved in abusive behavior or who, you know, commit violent acts on the pitch, that they would just cop on. And that clubs and organisations would take it seriously. But I think it's a responsibility on all of us. As you said, it's not just within the GAA, but certainly it is a case that every sporting organisation does need to tackle this problem.
Yeah, yeah. And look, on that, Malcolm, finally, the question of it tends to be, this can go across some sports, but some sports are clearly better than others when it comes to dealing with the referees, or when someone does step over the line, they get real bans. In the GAA, and at every level, it tends to be, and from supporters of counties, or if someone's involved and someone gets in trouble, the first thing is, how do we minimise the ban? How do we reduce the amount of time? Instead of like, well, we need to have zero tolerance here. If you step out of line, you have to serve your time. It has to mean something, the ban, as that disincentive. Yeah. But then there's the other side, I suppose, of how do we educate people not to go to a match and shout abuse at a referee or hit a referee when it escalates to that level?
Well, it may sound a bit odd, Jerry, but, you know, the idea of having to educate, and in many cases...
It shouldn't have to be done.
You don't go and hit a referee if you disagree with his or her decision. You know, I mean, it shouldn't have to be done, but it does mean that we need to take a very strong stance against those actions. And certainly, you know, there are parts of the GAA where they have, and I'm very conscious, I'm here in Wexford, I've seen how, particularly with dealing with online abuse, the county board here has been very strong. There's some of the sporting codes. If, for instance, you look at rugby, you tend to find, for instance, referees and match officials will tend to be treated with more respect in rugby than they are in certain other sporting codes. So there may be lessons to be learned there. But this is, like, it's not just, as you said, it's not just a GAA problem. But in whatever sporting code it is, you know, show a bit of respect for the referee, for the match officials, and for other players. I know people get very passionate about sport. At the end of the day, though, it's only a game. And part of that is about respecting the others who are on the pitch, respecting people who are on the sidelines, and making sure that everybody has fun. And it's also about communicating a message to the next generation of people who want to get involved in sport that it is completely unacceptable to engage in verbal or online or physical abuse of officials, and that violence will not be tolerated.
Yeah. Okay, Malcolm, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us about that.